After morning Parliament yesterday passed two government decrees, including an extension of anti-inflammatory measures, by a margin of just one vote, voted down another, exposing the fragility of the ruling coalition that has just started its second term. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez leads a minority government alongside far-left Sumar, but needs the support of several smaller parties, including separatists from Catalonia and the Basque Country, to pass legislation. Junts per Catalunya, which enabled the second Sanchez government in November after reaching a deal with the socialists on an amnesty bill for those prosecuted over attempts for the region to secede from Spain since 2012, abstained after threatening earlier to vote against. Junts had previously warned that its parliamentary support for the government would depend on each legislative proposal and on progress made concerning some of its demands for Catalunya. It said it agreed a range of last-minute concessions from Madrid, which allowed it to abstain in yesterday's votes. The rejection of a decree reforming unemployment subsidies came due to opposition from the left-wing Podemos, which broke with Sumar a month ago. Among the approved decrees was an extension into 2024 of measures to help with high costs of living, such as reduced value-added tax on basic staples and measures designed to help Spain qualify for a new tranche of EU funds. Health Minister Monica García made wearing masks mandatory in healthcare centres around the country as the health services face a peak in flu and COVID-19 infections. The Health Ministry ordered wearing a mask in hospitals and healthcare centres and recommended masks in private clinics, pharmacies and other medical facilities such as dentists. Several regions had already ordered patients, visitors and staff at hospitals to wear masks last week. Meanwhile, with a resurgence of both flu and COVID-19, pharmacies are facing a critical shortage of tests. On Monday, importers revealed a significant shortfall in flu and COVID-19 test supplies, particularly for influenza A tests, which have left numerous pharmacies out of stock. Testing demand has skyrocketed as the national flu incidence has nearly hit 1,000 cases per 100,000 people. And if all goes according to plan, new airline Isla Air Express will start operating from Palma to Ibiza and Menorca later this year. The company wants to be only the second airline in Europe offering scheduled flights using seaplanes. They plan to obtain a number of 18-seater turboprop planes, which will operate on a daily basis to cover the 35-minute flights. In the long term, the intention is to operate flights from Palma via Ibiza to Barcelona, and they also hope to take in both Alicante and Valencia in due course. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.